Ray Roland, aquaculture specialist for the University of Alaska Sea Grant Marine Advisory Program, has studied PSP in shellfish since 1995. He says toxicity of algae in the ocean is variable. The cells can disperse or concentrate depending on the current.
Cells and cell appearances and cell numbers gives you an indication of there could be a problem, but it doesn't necessarily mean that there is. The only confirmational testing that will actually tell you you have a problem is testing for the toxin in the shellfish.
Roland says the state did not test shellfish for toxins and relied on algae testing alone to issue a recent warning. He says algae testing is useful, but only to identify areas where shellfish testing might be warranted. He has other concerns about reports he heard based on the state's announcement, such as where to find safe shellfish.
Well, one of the statements in it said that the only place to get shellfish or safe shellfish is from the grocery store. Well, our oyster farmers don't sell just in grocery stores.
Roland says shellfish farmers in Alaska sell in many places, and their product is tested. Despite questioning the state's methods, Roland says its conclusions and warnings are correct.
The general statement by part of everyone that's engaged in this PSP debate is that you don't eat untested shellfish, period. That people need to be warned. I mean, this is a bad time of year to be out there harvesting shellfish.
He says that a beach with safe shellfish one day can have toxic shellfish the next, because the next high tide might carry an algae bloom. He says there's no way to know whether shellfish is toxic without testing, and there are no tests available for personally harvested shellfish. Gary Freitag, a professor and marine advisory agent for the Ketchikan area with UA Fairbanks, questions some assertions that PSP levels are higher than normal or the result of climate change. He says there's no historical information to compare with data from the last few years. Freitag says the state's warning could be misconstrued, leading people to believe that unusually high levels now means it will be safe to harvest shellfish at another time of the year. He says people should eat only commercially harvested shellfish, no matter the month or the weather.
It doesn't matter what plankton concentrations are telling me. It's just dangerous to eat shellfish from this area because we just simply don't. We had a November high level of paralytic shellfish poisoning last year in animals that were tested. And so there's no predictive capability at this point to know what is safe to eat from a shellfish standpoint.
Freitag says the state's warning also might lead some people to stop eating shellfish completely or extend the concern to all seafood. He says that last year, after a similar warning from the state, some people decided to stop eating salmon, which can't contain the toxin that leads to paralytic shellfish poisoning.
But it doesn't matter, because when people hear the ocean's toxic with high levels, they immediately assume that everything's vulnerable, and that's the danger. I mean, we're hurting our fisheries and things like that by making statements that are real inflammatory, that there's high levels out there.
Eric Wyatt is an oyster farmer operating since 2004 on the outside of Prince of Wales Island near Marble Island. He says commercial shellfish farmers and harvesters deal with the specter and the reality of PSP on a daily basis. Wyatt says there are stringent regulations and tests they must follow to make sure their product is safe. Wyatt says his location is good, so his oysters rarely show any detectable traces of PSP. He says the state's research of algae blooms is a new method of studying the issue, and he's worked with researchers. But he also questions how the data was released.
Even though there's more information is being gathered about harmful algal blooms, we still don't know the direct correlation to how that makes our shellfish not edible or edible.
Wyatt says that warnings about algae blooms can affect his business.
People are concerned and they don't understand. They think they're being ultra safe, so there is a negative impact. But on the other hand, we're producing arguably the best shellfish in the world, and it's pretty still limited in quantity. So we're not having troubles in sales at this point.
Wyatt says he understands the point of the state warning, and he agrees that people should avoid the potential danger of personally harvested shellfish.
I want to assure people that product that is purchased from, you know, their professional growers or harvesters is certified safe, and they should feel confident with that.
The State Department of Health and Social Services issued its warning on June 22nd. The warning states that large blooms of algae that lead to PSP and DSP, which produces diarrhea, have been found in Southeast Alaska waters. The warning states that all locally harvested shellfish can contain toxins, including clams, mussels, oysters, gooey ducks, and scallops. Crab guts, but not the meat, also can contain PSP. The state warning stresses that commercial shellfish is considered safe. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.